The live streaming platform Twitch is where you can find a Polish-Ukrainian influencer who's raising money for refugees fleeing the Russian assault on Ukraine. He goes by Bobby, and he grew his fan base in a popular Russian war simulation game called Escape from Tarkov. When the bombing started in eastern Ukraine, his online community helped him to escape a real war. Here's Michael Lowinger from WNYC's On the Media.
Bobby is an expert at Escape from Tarkov. He started playing several years ago to get his mind off the war in Donbas, just 70 miles from his home, where Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists have been fighting since 2014.
PMC, guys, be careful. PMC.
You're dead?
I'm dead. PMC.
It's a first-person shooter set in a fictional Russian war zone. Kind of like Call of Duty, but way more hardcore. Bobby became obsessed with Escape from Tarkov for a couple reasons. First, he loved the brutal challenge. You have to be tactical and deliberate. If you let your guard down for a moment, you're dead.
It clicked with me because buildings are looking like I'm used to seeing this Eastern Europe in real life, and the story was matching the place I was living.
For instance, in the game, you can play as one of two private military groups, just like the early days of the war in Donbas, which was fought by militias formed by Ukrainian oligarchs. Over 5 years, he racked up 18,000 hours. That's 2 years of game time inside Tarkov.
I was like a zombie, using Tarkov as the only drug to keep me out from having any contact with reality.
When I think of an escape, I think of going to some fantasy land that's so unlike real life that it gets your mind off of it. But this sounds like you were just escaping into a gamified version of the world directly around you.
In real life, majority of things are usually taken away from your hands, if you like it or not. In Tarkov, majority of your outcome depends on you.
He began streaming on Twitch as a full-time job in early 2020, averaging about 40 regular viewers, a tiny but devoted following.
You fall in love with Bob.
This is Keith Bodner, a 41-year-old operations manager living in the UK. He goes by Keefe online. Keefe and a Canadian woman named Charlotte Wallens, who goes by Lottie, became his biggest fans.
Everybody says the same. He's infectious.
Bobby takes everybody in who's kind and genuine, and he makes them a part of his family.
On February 24th, just before 6 a.m. Ukraine time, bombs started to fall all around Bobby as he was live on Twitch playing Tarkov.
I love you guys. Thank you for whatever you've done.
Wish you good luck, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Bobby bid a tearful goodbye to his online community and began a treacherous 4-day, 900-mile journey with his family as they navigated their way towards Ukraine's western border.
The first night was terrifying because we were in the middle of nowhere and the missiles started falling around us. We didn't know what to do.
Bobby checks Discord, an app popular among gamers, and sees that Keefe, Lottie, and some of his viewers were checking in on him.
We spent some time explaining, you're not alone. You're never going to be alone. We will be with you every step of the way, and we will watch over you guys over the internet while you're sleeping.
I actually felt like I don't feel I will die lonely because I'm surrounded with people who I spent so many years and so many hours speaking together.
They woke up to shelling around 4:30 a.m. From Tarkov, he'd learned to estimate the distance between himself and his enemies by listening for their gunfire. In the midst of that morning's chaos, he realized that the time between explosions seemed to be getting shorter.
I told my family we were leaving, and everyone was shouting, where are you going? They're bombing. I said the shelling is around 1.5 kilometer away from us and is coming towards us, so we will go opposite direction.
Friends advised Bobby to stop using GPS apps. Instead, Lottie and Keefe fed instructions to him over the phone.
Because I had their information, turn here left, turn here right, they were able to guide me through the countryside which I'd never been before.
While he was focused on the immediate dangers of his journey, Bobby had no clue that that emotional clip of him saying goodbye during his last live stream had gone viral.
I was told that this was actually become so viral it was in the Singapore television, in Spain, in England, in TV.
Hundreds of new fans were pouring into his Discord server and showering him with emotional and financial support.
They're calling me a hero, and I was always saying, no, guys, I'm not. I'm just a runner who's running away from his life, and I'm doing nothing special.
As they approached western Ukraine, Bobby's online community warned that the borders were super clogged up.
The vast majority of the Ukrainian refugees are fleeing through Poland. It is a 5 to 7 day wait right now in a car.
Lottie and Keefe found a small town where the family might be able to safely wait out the logjam, and when they arrived, they learned that a bread shortage was starting to take a toll on the town's elderly population.
And this was the instance when I said, I'm done running. I said to my wife, honey, let's use this momentum what we have. Let's stay here and help those who are really forgotten in this whole conflict. Because if I run to Poland, I'll watch news from Ukraine, I'll hear your mom or your grandma, who is blind, suffering, going through it on her own without us, I will feel like a coward. I will not be able to watch myself into a mirror.
Bobby says he and his family will stay in this village to do humanitarian work with a nonprofit that Lottie set up called GamersForUkraine.com. That's for, like, the number four. He sent me pictures of packed grocery carts he says are for families passing through, and he told me he's already driven countless people to bus stops and train stations. They've also begun renovating a building which will serve as a free hostel for refugees.
For the last few days, when we were actually actively helping families to run to safety, it changed my life forever. Because the mental and moral reward for help with no interest cannot be replaced by any other action or activity in life.
When this is all over, if it's all over, do you think you would go back to playing Tarkov 20 hours a day?
Yes, of course. I miss it. I wish to be there.
At night, his family often stays in a bunker while Bobby volunteers, sitting in a watchtower to make sure Russian troops aren't coming down the main road into the town. If you go to his stream, twitch.tv/babooby, you can see him sitting in the dark in that tower, his face lit by a flashlight, chatting with his viewers. Just chatting, he has no way of gaming right now.
Hello, Fi-Fi. Hello, how are you doing, Fi-Fi?
Hello, hello.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm fine, thank you. What about you?
I'm just cold.
For NPR News, I'm Michael Loewinger.